Why are there evils and injustices in the world? The first part of this answer deals with discrimination. Why are certain people born rich and certain people are born poor? Why are people born different colors and etc.? And the second part to this answer will deal with evil and will be explained in further lessons. The first part is that it is not discrimination, it is differentiation. What we are saying is that what exists in creation is difference and not discrimination. It is us who have labeled it discrimination, but as far as Allah is concerned, it is differentiation. Why? Discrimination occurs when you provide certain things with equal conditions and similar potentials, and then you make a distinction amongst them. For example, you provide a white man and a brown man with the same capabilities, same education and everything else. But when it comes to hiring the job, you give distinction to the brown person for no reason. This is discrimination. Differentiation occurs when conditions are unequal to begin with, and a distinction is made between things. For example, a teacher knows that one student is smarter than the other student, and the work of that student shows that they are more brilliant than the other one, and then the teacher shows distinction between one of them. This is not discrimination. That is differentiation, and the teacher is just showing there is a difference between the two. Or another example, you have two cups. You fill one to the top and the other one you fill halfway. This is discrimination because you didn't give the second cup to reach its perfection. But if Allah wanted to create these cups, one is large and the other one is small, and gives the ability for both of these cups to be filled to the top, that is not discrimination, rather differentiation. This is how we are created. We are created with different capabilities and capacities, but He gives us the potential to reach our max. Whether we are created with deficiencies or created with poverty, the fact that God gives us the ability to reach that perfection shows that He is not discriminating, He is rather showing differentiation. When Allah has created on differentiation and not discrimination, it means that He has created different beings with different potentials. However, there is no doubt about God's grace that He deals differently with the beings of different potential. If Allah creates someone with a different potential of someone else, it would be unjust for God to deal with him in the same way, and He will not do that. Question: so why did God create differences? Wouldn't it have been easier if He created everybody equally and give everybody the same potential?